halfway between Louisville and Evansville on the Ohio River are two small cities, tiny Tell City, Indiana, and the even tinier Cannelton, Indiana. Cannelton's only 3 miles upstream from Tell City, but it can seem like it's worlds apart.
Here's some old buildings are just sitting here, you know, empty.
Cannelton City Schools Superintendent Al Sibbett drives down Washington Street. There are a few open storefronts, but just as many crumbling buildings.
This is the main street. This is the scenic,
you know. At one time, Cannelton had 9 taverns. Now we only have 3. That's empty.
The decline of the town has hit Sibbett schools, too. Vacant properties mean fewer property tax dollars for his budget. But up the road, it's a different story.
Like right across the town line, they build a Walmart.
Tell City is far from affluent, but it does have a bigger property tax base.
They have several banks, shopping centers.
Tell City's school district is bigger, enrolling 1,500 kids. Contrast that with Cannelton's enrollment. It's shrinking and is now just under 250 students. Two small school corporations just 3 miles apart seems like a perfect match for a district merger. But Sibbett says Cannelton's not interested, no matter how uncertain the district's financial future might be.
Should Cannelton be a school corporation financially? Probably not. But should it be a school corporation that best serves the kids that live here? Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to wallop them. Again, I'm speaking as the son of a Cannelton High School graduate.
Michael Hicks directs the Center for Business and Economic Research at Ball State. And yes, he still has family in Tell City. He says it tends to cost more to educate one child in Cannelton as it would to educate the same child in a bigger district. But it's not just Cannelton taxpayers footing that extra cost. Most of a school's budget comes from state dollars. And Hicks says that makes the added costs of running a small district as much an issue for taxpayers in Carmel or Crown Point as it is for taxpayers in Cannelton.
If all the costs were borne locally, these consolidations would occur in short order, because otherwise Cannelton and Tell City couldn't afford to educate their children.
Hicks released research this month repeating a refrain former Governor Mitch Daniels delivered in a 2007 report. Indiana school districts with fewer than 2,000 students, that's half the state's school corporations, could save money by merging with a neighboring district. Cannelton Superintendent Al Sibbett knows a larger school district could educate a Cannelton student for less, but he's not as sure a larger district could teach that student better.
But they don't understand that. They say it. They think, okay, a kid's a kid. A kid in Cannelton's the same as a kid in Carmel. Bull. Pardon my language.
Sibbett says Cannelton families like the small class sizes. They like that their kids can participate in athletics, something they're not going to get in Tell City, he says. On top of that, he's unsure Tell City school leaders are eager to absorb Cannelton's outstanding debts, to say nothing of the $615,000 in district funds the attorney general says Cannelton's former superintendent misspent. There's a lot of local politics at play, says Ball State's Michael Hicks, but none of it is necessarily a deal breaker.
Because I think a lot of those problems are tractable problems, but they're going to require technical assistance to get past them.
The biggest problems with mergers are often in the fine print, Hicks says, how to equalize pay schedules and quality disparities between schools. If the state's political leaders want to nudge small school corporations to merge, Hicks says they should offer money and manpower to help. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.